This is Wade Renfke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Melissa Harris-Perry's critique of the NAACP and her call for the bloody years. In a provocative, important, and much-discussed op-ed in the New York Times, Melissa Perry Harris, professor at Wake Forest, former television commentator, and widely regarded African-American public intellectual, jumped in feet first and fists flying into the question of the NAACP's board's recent decision to change leadership to set itself on a more dynamic course in this age of Trump and this challenging and activist time for the black population in America. Her case rested on 3 points. One bemoaned the tediousness of the daily task of organization for a far-flung institution like the NAACP with a long and storied history. Another called for more activist and diverse leadership for the organization and in a larger way for the struggle itself. Both of these points warrant serious discussion, and I'll address them at a later time. But the more powerful and dramatic argument that Harris Perry makes, which is the flashpoint for much of the attention it is getting, is her call for a renewed struggle, evoking the bloody years of the civil rights struggle to be reengaged now. And when she talks about the bloody years, this is not just a rhetorical flourish for her. The NAACP has had a mixed history over its 108 years, but she powerfully pulls up evidence of the terrible racist killings of NAACP leaders, writing, "One night in June 1940, police in Brownsville, Tennessee, dragged Albert Williams from his bed, beat him, shot him in the chest, and dumped him in the Hatchie River for the transgressions of helping to form a chapter of the NAACP and trying to register voters. On Christmas Day, 1951, a Ku Klux Klan bomb ripped through the bedroom of Harry Moore, the director of the Florida NAACP, killing him and his wife, Harriet. In June 1963, the white supremacist Brian De La Beckwith murdered Medgar Evers, a field secretary for the group, in the driveway of his home in Jackson, Mississippi. Make no mistake, Harris Perry's call to action goes way past the NAACP, broadly signaling a call for more than mere picket lines and protest posters. She's calling for a more visceral face-to-face confrontation and direct action which involves organizational and even personal risk. She flatly argues that the NAACP and by inference other organizations committed to act for justice, social change, and racial equality have to step aside or step up. In her words, the NAACP must be ready for a return to the bloody years. It must become radical and expect a time when people will be mocked and potentially even harmed simply for being aligned with it. This will happen only if the organization commits itself to making substantive change that disrupts the balance of power for the most vulnerable. Harris Perry is asking everyone to take on some heavy weight now. She's unabashedly demanding a course correction. She's not a North Carolina professor calling for a two-handed approach, either this or that. This is not simply a call for resistance. This is bold and has brass. So hear it clearly, because she's really talking to all of us, not just the NAACP. And she's saying we all must be ready to return to the bloody years. We all must become radical and be ready to be mocked and potentially harmed. She wants to move past debate. Let's see who answers the call. This is Wade Renfke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.